Krishna has been talking about three gunas, and now he describing more about them. And tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakash manaya mayam sukh sangen vadnat gyan sangen chanak. So last evening he was describing like the sattva, raj and tamas, like because being kind of being pro to them, we really feel caught, you know, like we are caught in them. And now he's telling like how we can not be caught with them. So first, like he's taking sattva, and then he's saying like sattva has nirmal means like a quality of cleanness and also light, like light and darkness, light. And like the experience of sattva can be like if we can really be with the experience of experience, means because experience is mostly good. So if we stay with experience, we will be tired because we want repetition of that. But if we stay with the knowledge, like you know, there will be experience and knowledge from the experience, you know, like experience itself will be like kind of like will take more space, you know, in say memory stick. If you copy, you know, experience, it will cover more space. And knowledge of that will cover less space. Like, you know, this is how we can really feel, like, you know, if I am in the memory of experience or the knowledge of experience. So memory of experience will cover more space, you know, like will be like thicker, you know, in a way. So Krishna is telling a way, like if we really want not to be caught by this experience, then it's good to be with the knowledge of this. And knowledge means like very little thing, you know. It's not like, it cannot create any gravitation, you know. Like the other part can create a gravitation, and you know, like then asking will come, you know, like needing will come. So way will be if one can be with the knowledge of that experience. And it's like very, very fine, you know. I think in the beginning it's very difficult to make a distinction inside, you know, like when you look at it will seem like both same kind of, you know, because it's like somehow but like if you try to be, you know, then suddenly like one day it's catchable, like it's also possible to catch that this doesn't really brings any gravitation, you know, and this one brings gravitation, really pulls the experience to come again and again. And from here, you know, there is no pulling. So Krishna is saying that we can really make use of that and be with the knowledge of experience. And then, like, kind of like many times, we think that if we don't do good, you know, like, what will happen, kind of, you know. So I think it's answer for that, you know, like, because many times we think, spiritual people say, you know, kind of like, good is also not so good, you know, like, this is said. And I think, you know, this is kind of a remedy, you know, for that. Like, doing good, but not being in the experience of good, being in the knowledge of good, and then, you know, there will be continuity without a gravitation, without a kind of like continuity from a different perspective, you know, different, like, not from this gravitation, you know, not from that you have to go against you, you know. Like, what happens, like, when really experience of good takes over, you know, it's like, you know, your feet are dirty, you know, your clothes are dirty, kind of, you know, so many things, like, you really can see in the future, you know, like, kind of, you know, calm being, all these things, you know, because it's, that becomes important than you. And, like, Krishna, like, really know that, you know, that is not good, because that cannot be more important than you, like, that and you are equal, you know, like, equal way. So that's why he's saying, like, if one can be in the knowledge of the experience, not in the experience, then it's very easily manageable.
Thank you, can I just clarify, it's like, when you first said that, it's okay that you have a good experience, and then out of that there might be an insight to, yeah, so the insight might be trust or love or forgiveness or whatever, it might have that. So I took it as that at first, but then when you carried on, it sounded like there were both two experiences. There were both two, when you carried on explaining, it sounded like there were both still two experiences inside this sattva, and one of them you would cling to and want repetition of, but the other one was subtler or finer or something.
Yeah, certainly.
But it's still an experience, no?
It's like, kind of like, you know, experience, like, say, one example, you know, like, say, when you are drinking tea, you know, experience of tea happens in, say, 10 minutes. It's longer. And when you remember, like, drinking tea, it's not, you know, it's like smaller in, you know, like the megabytes or whatever, they will be less.
Yeah.
So similarly, like, the experience of doing good will be longer, like, will have more megabytes, megabytes. And, you know, the knowledge of that will have less megabytes.
So it's a knowledge, it's a reflection of it.
Yeah.
So is it a memory thing then? Is it like...
You know, it's like probably memory, but in a very, very different, you know, like, faculty.
And you were saying at first it's difficult to catch hold of, but
yeah,
because it comes kind of looking for that somehow.
Yeah, like, you know, if you keep on trying to looking for, that will, you know, happen.
Rather than looking to have a similar experience.
Yeah, you know, because experience will ask you to repeat.
Yeah.
And, like, in spite of you, you know, like, even... many times, like, from the memory, from this, like, general memory, you can kind of plan not to repeat the experience. But this memory is not good enough, you know, because we forget all the time. And when you forget, you know, the other side of it will kind of make it happen.
So this is just about... big trust, isn't it, then?
This is
just about big trust, yeah? Like I can try and control me meditation, mm-hmm. but it doesn't really help. It's just better to let it run and then come back on its own. Is it like that? Something similar? Or
yeah, something similar, you know, like it's really from kind of looking for not really trusting repeating experience because it's good, but from the other place, from this like very very subtle place, you know, so that actions can come not from gravitation, you know, but from lightness.
Maybe it's finding this subtle place then first, and then it's a case of finding this subtle place first, yeah.
You know, that's what he's like referring, you know, he's saying like Gyan Sangin, if you stay with knowledge of that, not experience of that, but the knowledge of experience, then it's possible. Then it's possible to...
It's that bit that I can't really... It's that bit yeah. that I can't get the knowledge of that. I can't...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, kind of like the... As I said, like, you know, the experience, like something like the tea, drinking, like simple experience, is longer in the time. So in other way, like we can say, it has more megabits, you know, like more thickness. Mm. And the other thing will seem similar, but very less megabytes.
And more lighter.
More lighter, and that means it cannot have gravitation to pull you. Like, you know, your allowance will be...
So it goes to the evolving rather than revolving.
Yeah, we can say that.
Vipassana tradition, I don't remember what is the name in Pali, but from this place of the insight, and they translate in Sanskrit, like memories, smriti.
Smriti, yeah.
Yes, and when it is inside, it is a meeting with the wisdom, with the teaching, with something.
Yes.
From this place coming the inside.
Yeah, like smriti, you know, like in Sanskrit, they have like different word. Like memory for memory is different, and smriti, like it's this. This is like, this is, yeah, yeah. No, it's not here. Huh?
The word that they're using there as well?
No, it's like, you know, here he is using like Gyan Sangin, like together, like because like wherever this knowledge will be in different like kind of faculty. So like there is like the whole, you know, path of Smriti, you know, Smriti and like many books, like people really kind of writing from here. So there.
Refers to all experiences?
Like, because like this sattva, like he's talking about sattva.
Yeah, which is the experience of doing good.
Yeah, doing
good
action. Because with good action, you know, like we are really caught, you know. Yeah. And it's also very difficult not to do them, you know, because they are so helpful.
Yeah.
So like he's kind of telling remedy for that.
Instead of getting pulled to repeating the good action,
yeah.
Is it more like being with the kind of essence?
Yeah, with the essence. Yeah.
Of that experience of doing the good.
Yeah, and from the essence, you know.
Something will.
Yeah, whatever comes, you know, like allowing the essence to take over, to lead, not the memory. Because memory will certainly have gravitation, you know, because there will be like a, in time, you know, like each sip of tea, you know, will be different. And that might kind of like, a, you know, activate us to make another chai kind of. And, you know, this, like the other place, will really look for also needful, you know. Like if it is needful or not a repetition, you know, like needful will be seen from there.
Because it also depends on the gravitation. Mm-hmm. Like when we talk about meditation experience,
yeah,
like gravitation is a good thing.
In yeah, yeah, yeah. But here, like it's yeah. gravitation means like, you know, being pulled.
Yeah.
In spite of you, kind of
yeah.
you. Like so, this yeah, no, this this is like, you know, like different use of gravitation.
Yeah, and like talking more about this action.
Yeah.
About
the inner,
well, I mean, yeah, also inner, but not, yeah,
yeah,
I think I get it,
yeah,
I
can
say it.
So saying, jan sangin chanak, like if we really be together with, you know, the knowledge side of it, then like a less possibility of you can say like damage, you know, very least possibility of damage. Now here's another trick from far, like people who like raj, you know, the activity, like who have stronger side of activity. So rajo ragatmakam vidhi trishna sang samudbhavam tan badhnat kaunteya karma sangen dehinam. And second category of guna, of quality, which is called raj. So there can be input of greed, and then because of input of greed, like the activities will have no end, because greed, you know, is endless somehow. It really can climb, you know, Everest, you know, and like greed really is a good climber. It's like it always keeps on rolling. And I think, you know, even beyond Everest, you know, can go.
Climbs Everest, then it looks across and sees Lapsi, then it sees
whatever, yeah. So it's saying like just, like when, if you are on the raj, on active side, be careful of greed, and because greed really creates desires where there is no possibility for anything. Because of greed, always there is desire, you know, because together with greed, you know, there is no time that one can be desireless or feel fulfilled, because, you know, like you fulfill something, and, you know, maybe ten times is left unfulfilled, kind of like with the greed. And tat nibathnat. And if we allow greed to be, then we are caught up. Karma sangen dehinam. And like a, if we don't allow the greed, if we allow the activity, you know, there will be like, because of greed, activity. And there can be activity without greed. Kind of like it's like what happens, like, say, you know, like if we look kind of our lives, so what is not there is greed, like less, you know, is there, but like kind of less. And because of that, you know, we manage to be in India. Like if we allow greed, probably none of us will manage to be in India because, you know, because of greed, you know, now this something new, like, I don't know what, you know, like something new is always like, every week there is something new, you know, available for you. So if greed is there, you know, there is no end. So Krishna is saying actually, like, and then there is like the activity, the active side, allowing activity, then that cannot go very far because greed is not there. Then certainly like you will do something, you know, 3-4 hours and you say, you know, my old computer is so good, kind of like very happy with your old computer. And if greed is not like, what is new computer, you know, they will change this button to that button, kind of like, you know, they really know us very well, like our greed very well. And like we have to work for them actually. Like actually, it's like from kind of like what we do, they really, you know, fly, kind of like, you know, they really go in space from that money, like we, you know, our kind of like water comes out of our bodies. And they really fly in the space from that, like the business people, you know, like they really know how to make use of us. So they say, they change like one button from here to there, and they say, you know, this new model has come, kind of like. And suddenly like our greed will say, yes, you know, it's new model, suddenly, because now this button is here, you know, kind of like, we really don't go in the depth of that, and then, you know, like really, working hard, you know, kind of like always this situation. So Krishna is saying like if we really can be with the activity, not with the greed. So activity has a satisfaction, you know, like even very, very active people, if they are not with the greed, you know, when they have done 3-4 hours, you know, they really calm down, you know. Really calm down, you know, if greed is not there. And if greed is there, no way to calm down. So Krishna is saying that karma sangen, like if you really be with the activity, then there is satisfaction of action, you know, like it's very satisfactory. Like the active people really feel very satisfied when they have done something like properly and not allowing the greed to take, because then there is no end, you know, then it's like keeps on growing. So saying like with those people, this will be the way, like way will be if we can stay with the activities, with what we do, and also from that also we will find time for rest. You know, it's not that all the time one will be active. So, you know, like for Rajas people, This is the way. Way is not to allow greed to take over, but the satisfaction of activity. Like, you know, if you really can feel, you know, 3 hours of work, you know, really makes my body feel so good, and I, like, really body expands, you know, like, that the active people, really, body expands, you know, like, there is so much good feeling. And if one can be with that, then Krishna is saying, you know, not allow the greed, then it's like, life is like very appropriate, you know, it's not workaholic, you know, we cannot be workaholic. Now the third, like the tama. Tama to agyanadam vidhi. Mohanam sarvadehinam pramada lasya nidrabhi tan nibadhnat bharat. Krishna is saying that the tam, the darkness, is because of not clarity. Like the tam really covers us because of not being clear, you know, not really knowing what to do. And in that, like in the space of not knowing, then laziness, sleep, and like a some kind of there can be a way that even when you don't know, you can really keep on doing, and knowing can come, like, then the possibility of knowing is there. But generally, like, because we don't move, so that makes it more difficult, like, because we, without, like, what happens that, you know, we come to this way that, you know, I should know without making mistake. And then Krishna is saying it becomes, like, more difficult because you don't want to make mistake, also you don't know. So there is no way out, you know. Either you have to make mistake or you have to know, you know. And knowing comes by making mistake. So saying, like, then the pramad, like the kind of unclarity becomes kind of unbearable, you know, because it's like the whole mechanism wants to move, but you really have to put a rock not to move because you don't want to make mistake generally. So then it's like he's saying, like, it really becomes very uncomfortable. So way there he's saying that (clears throat) like these things really tie, you know, and being unclear and laziness, sleep, and not allowing yourself to make mistake, you know, like it's just like, it's not that you will make mistake, you know, it's possible also that you don't make mistake, but like allowing can move you in this state, but because we don't allow, so then we really kind of like the inner force want to go out, and then we have every time more force to keep it in. So when he's saying like just accepting that, you know, even if I make mistake, so what, kind of, you know, like mistake is the, it's a stair, you know, like from mistake I can climb. Like every mistake we feel up, like if we really make use of mistake, every mistake is like we kind of go up, means like we grow. Every mistake, it, another side of mistake is growth. So if we really see mistake as a stair of growth, you know, instead of kind of like going in this like very, very negative side, negative mood, you know, saying, oh my God, not really, wow, you know. So I did it again, you know. Possible that I'm repeating. So I say, you know, okay, I did it again, but, you know, I make a point in my mind that probably I will not repeat, you know. I will try not to repeat, but, you know, it's no guarantee, kind of. And then there is a way, then there is like that. You really feel very light. And if you go, oh my God, you know, how can I do this? Like really, like your mouth will be, you know, on your bed, like kind of like that situation. So Krishna is saying, like, you know, this situation can be used. Okay, you know, so this is part of learning. So I want to learn what I want, you know, what I can, and I will proceed. So saying, like, you know, like from this also there is a way. This will be the way that I want to make use of my mistakes for learning. You know, that then suddenly, like, you will feel out of this drain, and, you know, like a very open sky will be kind of like welcoming. Now he's kind of concluding all three, I think one sloka. Sattvam sukhe sanjayat rajah karmani bharat jnanam avratya tutama pramade sanjayat yut. So sattva can tie us with the experience of, you know, with the good experience. Raj can tie us with the greed. Like, then there is no end to activity, because greed kind of like it really can grow. You know, there is no end to greed. And then like a unclarity together with kind of suppression Pramadi means like suppressing, because, you know, unclarity, but the inner life really wants to move, you know, like this. There is like life. Life means not stillness, you know, actually, like another. Life means movement. So life will like movement. And because of unclarity, I can kind of like try to put it off. And trying to put it off will keep on growing unclarity. From putting it off, there is not possibility to be clear. So, like he's saying, then all these three, you know, they really kind of like tie us this way, and we can make use of them, like from sattva, you know, like if we really go to the knowledge of the experience, and then it's not. And then in raj, like if greed is not there, and in tam, if stopping is not there, you know, like if mistakes are accepted, in other words, and other way will be there. We really don't stop the life, then, you know, movement will come and life will grow, keep on growing. Rajas tamas abhibhuy sattvam bhavati bharat. Rajah sattvam tamas chayv tamah sattvam rajas tatha. So, I'm saying that sattva is the balance of activity and rest, you know, finding the balance, that if you really find, you know, like how much activity and how much rest is good for you. So finding that will be the sattva, means really kind of like a very balanced activity as well as rest. And and rajah sattvam tamas chayav tamah sattvam rajas tatha. Like when sattva, you know, this balanced kind of life is taken over by kind of like over activity, like more activity, active side takes over, then becomes slightly unclarity, because somehow one become more active, but clarity is not there. And then like a from this not clarity, one could like really keep on, you know, opening or experimenting, and from that also kind of like a aligned way of activity can come, you know, it's possible. So saying like, you know, from whatever guna is dominating, there is a way, you know, there is like not to feel that, you know, I don't have, you know, sattva, so, you know, I'm not useful, you know, like, what Krishna is saying, like, any, like, quality dominating, we will find a way, you know, we just really have to make use of them, you know, like, really not allowing what he told, and like good results, you know, good experiences will come. So, because this like gunas are finishing, so if you have any questions, anyone around?
Was the best kind of guna,
but it
didn't really feel like it when you were
reading that
until you said that it's the balance between
two. Yeah, yeah, stories. Yeah. Like, you know, he's, because he's, what he's saying, you know, like anyone, you know, it's not that kind of like from any place, you know, like really seeing what he referred, like one can really, you know, go along. It's not that you have to change your, like, your quality. That you have to be careful, like, what is harmful in that quality. And, you know, then it's...
Very useful. Very useful.
Yeah, this, like...
Because otherwise you could be trying to get sattvic all the time.
Yeah.
And that would be a trap, right?
And I think, you know, to be sattvic in the West is very difficult these days, especially.
Is it sort of an innate quality to be one of the three, or...?
Like, you know, it's general, you know, like it's kind of like generally, like we are, you know, because like actually, you know, each individual, it's different. There is nothing common, kind of. Few things are like, things which are common, like fingers, hand, you know, eyes, nose. But anything other than this is not common. Every, like, individual is unique. And when we have to speak about everyone, like, we try to find some common things. But
thank you.
सर्वद्वारेषु देहे अस्मिन् प्रकाश उपजायते ज्ञानम यदा तदा विद्या विवृद्धम सत्व मित युत एंड नाउ कृष्णा इज सेइंग दैट एक्चुअली catching any door, you know, like light is possible from anywhere, you know, like we really need to proceed wherever we are. Like what he's trying to say, that we really don't have to change ourselves in order to proceed, you know. There is like light is available from anywhere you are. Is that just the right approach? You know, like right approach of that place. And jnanam yada tada vidya dvi vriddham sat mit yut. And once this light is available, once this knowledge is available, then then kind of like a you know, domination is not seen. Like when once light is available, like prior to light, you know, there will be like domination of some guna, some quality. And he's saying like that is, and from any place approach to knowledge is possible. But once one arrives to knowledge, you know, to the light, then maybe domination is not seen. Then it's like probably very kind of like balanced kind of life, and then probably domination will not be seen, you know, like it's not, because the activities from there are from the knowledge, not from the guna. So that's why it's saying like once one is there, then maybe the qualities, they don't matter, because somehow activeness is taken over by the knowledge, by the what is, and then लोभ प्रवृत्ति आरंभ कर्मणां शमः स्पृहा रजस एतान जायन्ते विवृद्धे भरतर्षभ. Now saying that actually even that one can really make use of greed also. And he's saying actually greed can really start us, you know, like connect for the, for starting. Maybe like we can make use of greed so that, you know, I can start, I can really engage myself into activity. And then karmanam shama spraha. And then like once I get started, then if I don't allow greed to make another desire, and really kind of like a feel satisfied through the activity, like what I have done. Then also he's saying like that greed can really be a start, like good starter, you know, like because of greed we really can start quickly and then not allow greed to take over and come back to the satisfaction of activity, not the result, but you know, really feeling the satisfaction what has come through the activity. Rajas etan jayante vibrathe bharatar shab. And he's saying like actually you know being active and feeling satisfaction of activities like if we really stay with the active side as well as satisfaction of active side, then like efficiency will come, like efficiency will raise or grow because of feeling satisfaction of activeness. You know, like slowly the efficiency will come, like the efficiency means it's yeah. And then he's saying then certainly like the efficiency will keep on growing, you know, not activity, because more efficient you are, less active you have to be, kind of like the, like what happens that then like when activity, like satisfaction of activity, you know, brings efficiency, and once we ride on efficiency, then activity is less and less, you know, like you, as one grows, you know, you keeps on doing less and less. And results are more and more, kind of like this. That is the kind of good side of, like really, once you know, like how to make use of activity, you know, then is activity is less, but is more efficient, and more efficient. now saying, aprakasho api pravritti pramado moh evcha tamas etan jayante vibradhe kuru nandan. So I think, you know, this is probably one of the big reasons of depression, like what he's describing. And so saying actually from unclarity, like when unclarity becomes a vritti, vritti means like keeps on repeating, you know, unclarity, unclarity, you know, like this. There is like a second when this is not in front, like, and then again it comes back. So, like, and then this becomes speedy, and then it's always unclarity, kind of like it's in front of the eye, unclarity. So then it's saying actually, like once, you know, the unclarity is always in front of me, like when this speed grows, then it's saying actually, I really become greedy of this state, you know. I really don't want to see anyone, you know. Like, I really, kind of like the people who can help me, I really don't want them. Like somehow I become greedy of this state. And then that creates more darkness, you know. Like then I'm kind of somehow, I cannot be sitting, you know, I have to, on my bed, you know, mouth downside, kind of that state. And keeps on growing, you know, like the not seeing element, not seeing anyone element keeps on growing. And like he's saying, vibradhe kurunandan, like Arjun, that keeps on growing, you know, somehow. You know, probably he's not saying, you know, kind of like he's saying just that keeps on growing. So like the entity of that will be, if I don't allow, you know, unclarity to be a vritti, you know, that unclarity is not repeating, then it's like away. Earlier he said, if I kind of accept that, you know, mistakes are part of life, then also it's away. यदा सत्वे प्रवृद्धे तु प्रलयं यात देहभूत तदोत्तम विदाम लोकान मलान प्रतिपद्यते. Now it's like a, you know, actually what is happening in the world these days, you know, how that comes, you know, like it's like people, you know, say, you know, for the sake of dharma, you know, I have to kill, you know, kind of like how that happens, like what really brings that, like, you know, I really want to protect dharma, and in protection I'm killing, you know, kind of like how I feel that killing is allowed in order to protect. So how that comes is same. Yada sattve prabaddhetu pralayam yati dehabhut tadottam vidam lokan malan pratipadyate. So when like this good kind of like increases, like doing good increases, and like a pralayam, you know, is like kind of like a, that becomes like a wave, like increase and then like this good becomes like a wave, and when this becomes like a wave, kind of like a, actually like neither side nor back, you know, nothing is seen, like only kind of like my eyes are probably, you know, on the sword, you know, kind of like only on the sword. And then like all the goodness of sattva, you know, like once my eyes are on the sword, so saying uttam vidam, like whatever is good from the sattva, from the good, whatever good can be from the good, that really kind of like he's using like malan. Malan is like sit, you know. Sit, you know, sit. Yeah, like, so he's saying like actually whatever good can be from the good, that becomes like sit, you know.
Like
sit. Sit, yeah. Yeah. And
no good.
Eh?
Like shit, crap.
Crap. Yeah.
Because of the narrowing.
Yeah, because the narrowing, you know, because it's no openness, because it's like it, like it becomes like a wave, you know, like it, and suddenly like wave takes over, and I can only see this sword, you know, like no other way, and then lokan pratipadyate, like the people, lokan means like the people, really have to kind of taste the fruits of that, you know, like that comes on the people, because somewhere I'm not doubting me, you know, like kind of like I really, like somewhere in the back I saw that this is good, and good cannot be good forever, you know, like any good cannot be good forever unless kind of like it, rust comes, you know, even in the good, like even in good steel, I think, you know, like hopefully, like death, you know, it's better than me, because I, hopefully, like even in very, very good steel, rust will come. I think so. So if we don't keep on, like, you know, dusting the rust, yes. So then probably Krishna is saying that just keep on dusting the rust, otherwise it's no way out, you know, it's like really only the, like the sharpness of sword will be seen, no head of people, you know. Can stuff here, and do you know that today like in Pakistan, they really attack on
Sri Lankan
Sri Lankan team, yeah, the cricket team, yeah.